It's time for another Doc Talk here on Q92, and today we are featuring Renee Durfee, family nurse practitioner with Johnson Memorial Health Services. Renee, are you managing to keep cool these days?
Trying to keep cool, pretty much staying inside and keeping the blinds closed at home.
That's right. Drink a lot of water and
sit in front of the
air conditioner. That's about all a person
Definitely.
Can do.
Definitely.
Well, we're going to talk about something that is kind of creeping up in a real hurry here, and that is back to school time, and it's time to think about those athletic physicals. So fill us in. What should we know?
Right. So high school students, junior high students as well, too, time to get in for the athletic physicals. Typically, students need them prior to entering the seventh grade year and then have to have it again entering into their sophomore year. If you have some of the area schools do allow sixth graders to run on junior high for cross country, and if that's the case, then those athletes would also need to have a athletic physical. A lot of times kids will do the athletic physical with their well child exam, and some will just come in and just do a sports physical alone.
Okay, now what should they know about prior to coming in? Do you need some information from them?
Typically you get kind of a packet, or should say a packet or a few forms that you need to fill out. Sometimes the school will give that to you. You can download it online, or when you come to the clinic, they'll give you the forms to fill out. It's just the certification page that we fill out as providers and that the student athlete will turn back into the school. Other questions on there are just about their general health history in terms of athletic performance, if they have shortness of breath, things like that are pertinent to making sure that they are cleared in order to be able to participate safely.
Okay, are there anything new these days that they're checking with these physicals? I know one of the things that has been in the news a lot, concussion protocol and all this kind of stuff. Is that included in the physicals, or how does that all work?
Yep, we ask about it, if they've ever had a concussion, and then if they have, we go over education. Otherwise, a lot of the area schools, what they're doing, depending on the sport, prior to the start of the sports season, will do impact testing. And sometimes it's done by trainers or physical therapists or other people at the school so that they have a baseline, so that there is concern about concussion during the school year. Then they'll repeat that testing to see where they're at before we clear them. We're doing a lot, trying to do a lot of other measures to help with that in terms of, football. Sometimes they wear the covers over the helmets, things like that. But a lot of it is, again, education to what to look for, and then the impact testing. The other thing that's, been in the news lately, I think that a lot of people have concern about, too, is there's been some issues. LeBron James' son just suffered a cardiac arrest practicing basketball out in California. The NFL football player
right.
with his issue as well, too. Unfortunately, at this time, athletic physicals don't routinely include like an EKG or electrocardiogram that does kind of a heart tracing, and nor does it include an echocardiogram, which is like an ultrasound of the heart. If there's concerns on the evaluation or if there's a strong family history of some cardiac issues that need further monitoring, then we do proceed with those, but at this time right now, that's not included in athletic physicals.
Okay, and if they want to make an appointment, now they just call up to the Johnson Memorial Health Services there, and you do want an appointment, right? It's not just a walk-in kind of thing?
Nope, not an appointment. Just call on up to 320-769-4323, and they can either just ask for an athletic physical, or if they want to have a well child exam at the same time, they just ask for that with an athletic physical.
All right. Now, what one thing we should, as long as we're talking about athletics a little bit here in the heat that we've got right now, I would think that students or anyone else out there doing a lot of physical things out in this kind of weather should probably take some precautions. What should they be doing?
One would be to not be out in the heat, the strong, times of the day where it's really hot, midday. Do things either early in the morning right away or into the evening or just even before, dusk, things like that. The other is to do small amounts of activity and rest frequently. Make sure you are very, very well hydrated prior to starting the event or whatever activity that you're doing. To hydrate throughout and then afterwards, and look at water, but also look at beverages that have some electrolyte replacements as well too. But it's really not to be out in the middle of the day right now trying to do workouts or anything, unless you're inside in a gym or something like that, because it doesn't take all that long to start to get symptoms of heat exhaustion and then get the heat stroke. And once you have experienced that ever, sometimes it doesn't take as much exposure to heat to have some of those symptoms kind of return again in the future.
What would be some of the symptoms that you'd be wanting to watch for?
Just people start to get extremely tired. They might start to get a little bit dizzy and lightheaded. At one point, they'll sweat excessively, and then they almost stop sweating. They may get a little bit of short of breath even, and just start having some muscle cramping, and maybe even just start to act a little bit different.
Okay, very good. So, take whatever precautions you need to take out there, because it's a couple more days of this, it looks like. It'll cool off a little bit, but I don't think we're done with summer yet here, so at least I hope not.
Probably not. So.
Yeah. Hope won't creep up too fast on us here. We get into fall. But Renee,
right.
We appreciate you taking some time out to talk to us today. We've been talking with Renee Durfee, a family nurse practitioner up at Johnson Memorial Health Services. And you stay cool there yourself, and we'll hopefully chat again with you real soon.
Sounds great. You have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.